Welcome back to the Vinland Chronicles, a Vinland Saga podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ronnie.
I'm Chad.
Today we are here to cover Season 2, Episode 6, titled, We Need a Horse.
We need one.
And I was trying to think, Chad, this one, it might be my favorite so far of the season.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that.
Really?
It is such a freaking good episode.
I really like this episode. Now, we're still slow burning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of great little Thorfinn moments that you can pick up on. They don't shove it in your face, but I really like it. I guess near the end, maybe they shove it in your face a little bit, but I picked up on mm-hmm. it before that. We meet Gramps, got his name. I will call him his name here in a bit. Severkel or something like that. Yeah, how are you going to say it?
Severkel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, these names, man, they're just... I really don't know. I know how it's spelled.
It's hilarious that we've never come to the table once saying it the same way.
I know. How do you say snake? Do you say it the same way?
Snake.
I'm just glad, though, because obviously I knew this was going to start off as a slow burner.
Yeah, I've been shocked.
You mentioned that, and I was like, oh, shit, I hope, he at least likes the slow burning pace, because sometimes a slow burner can just be flat out boring, but I don't find this boring at all.
Yes, it can definitely be tough to podcast on, I think, but we also make our own fun. We always have and we always will. So that's good. But yeah, when you enjoy the characters, for the most part, you can enjoy a slow burn, because they don't feel like filler episodes.
No, not at all.
It's all character developing some way, somehow, even if it is just they're pulling roots out of the ground.
And why is it so satisfying? I was just so sad when they really finally got it.
Well, satisfied getting it done. Go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It's a beautiful day out on the farm. The birds are a chirping, and the snakes are on the prowl for the birds. Count me out. I don't like snakes, and I really don't like it when they show off their ability to slither up trees and attack you from
And catch. They didn't actually catch it because Einar started screaming.
The boys were making some noise.
Yep.
I used to have a nightmare, reoccurring nightmare, of snakes falling on me from the trees down in the field down there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a reoccurring nightmare, but I do remember a dream of snakes at my house, my area, where everywhere I stepped in the front yard, side yard, I was trying to go everywhere. There was, for every two steps I took, there was at least another snake.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've had that one too.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the thing about snakes. You're used to them. Oh, yeah, you find them on the ground. You see them on the ground. They can attack you from the sky as well.
Yeah.
Always keep an eye peeled.
Or frogs. Ask Poochie about that in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 6.
I will not ask Poochie anything if it has to do with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I don't care what ocean he's in. Thankfully, Einar is causing a ruckus, making the birds fly away. He's pulling a rope, trying to get these stumps out of here. And
Thorfinn's looking hot with his man bun.
Thorfinn doesn't even look like Thorfinn.
He doesn't.
I'm not even, for the first time they show him, I was like, because especially his face is all crumpled up because he's really exerting a lot of energy.
Stubble on his face.
There was a moment where I go, okay, is that Thorfinn or is that one of the other guys? But it's him.
How are these guys staying so jacked with so little food? That's what I want to know.
I was going to say, we don't know they're getting little food, but I guess I feel like they're being fed if the guys weren't stealing the food.
Yeah, if the guys weren't stealing the food, but they even mention, I think Einar says it closer to the end of the episode. He says something like, we don't even get... No, Thorfinn says, how do you have so much energy for somebody that doesn't get a square meal or something like that?
Right, three square meals.
Yeah.
That's true. Because they're also not, I wouldn't call them skinny strong. They're just...
No, Einar is massive.
Could it be because it's a television show?
Whoa. Don't throw out any crazy ideas.
That's so unfair. That goes against literally our entire podcast. We're doing a SpongeBob Chronicles podcast. Yeah. Go check it out, where we do everything and we dissect it in every living detail that no one has ever before, because it's a TV show.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they're just built different.
And we'll keep doing it. They could be built different. But yeah, man, a couple episodes ago or last episode, I was wondering about these stumps. You heard me ask it aloud on podcast, I believe you
and
said.
And I was so excited to not tell you the answer.
I know, you were like, oh, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. This would suck so bad.
Yeah. I mean, like they said, it's literally impossible without a horse.
I'm trying to think about something that they faced back in the day that would be harder, that's like right in your face than this. Does that make sense?
Thorkell?
No. Like, I'm talking about removing stumps from the ground.
Oh.
Because you could be like, oh, well, you know, you couldn't build a skyscraper, but that never even had like crossed their minds, really. But this, like, they have to clear trees to make fields to plow. It's like, this is something that would actually come up in their day-to-day. I just can't imagine stuff harder than this back in... Like, there's...
Pyramids?
But you don't need to build a pyramid.
Yeah, that, I mean...
But you got to be able to plow a field. You got to be able to grow some food.
I mean, you're probably right on that. I don't know anything harder. I mean, building stuff is not nearly as hard. I don't know.
And then it's also... It's so... I gained an entire new respect for horses this episode. Because even when they... And I'm getting ahead of myself, so let's just keep going. They tried digging around it a bit more, but the roots are just tucked in there. It's crazy. It's not budging. And this is it. They need a horse, to which I go, can a horse even get this done?
Yeah, because, dude, I seen stump grinders and, like, all these heavy machinery get stumps out of the ground. And I just, back then, I didn't even think about, oh, people used to have to do this without these machines. And when you see that machine and how high-tech it is, how big it is, you're like, oh, God, how are they going to do this without
one? Yeah, does that machine equal horse?
I guess they come up with the name horsepower for something, you know?
God, the horses are amazing. They decide that they should, or they ask themselves if they should just cut down more trees for the time being, to which I would say 100%. I would have the thought of like, hey man, we don't have a horse, we can't get these stumps out. If we clear the whole land of the trees, then someone's going to come along, realize like how close we are and how beneficial it'll be, and then they'll team up with us
right
to get the stumps out of the ground.
But then we'll have to pay them and then...
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, maybe, well, I guess indirectly paying them. Maybe like, we want this percentage cut when you get out of here.
Or they're probably thinking, maybe we'll stumble upon an old man who will lend us a horse.
Right, yeah. That would be the perfect scenario. Let's see if we can be lucky enough to get that to happen. Einar asked the retainers again for a horse. Apparently, like, they've already done this. And they say Patir will vouch for them, but guess what? They don't respect Patir,
former slave,
because he used to be a slave.
That's like me being like, oh, I was a former chronic masturbator, and you not respecting me because of that.
Well, I don't, because...
Well, yeah, but you're still going to shake my hand. It's not like you're not going to shake my hand.
I don't think I've shaken your hand in a long time. But you got weird...
That's actually a good point.
Exactly.
We hug, we don't shake hands.
It'd be weird if we shook hands a lot. Why would we shake hands? Real friends don't shake hands, I don't think.
The only time me and you would shake hands is if we like signed a contract to be like professional athletes.
But then we're blood brothers, so we'd like...
We would draw blood, yeah.
Yeah, we'd do blood brothering. And at which point, if I was doing a blood brother contract with you, I would be thrilled that you were a chronic masturbator rather than a sex haver.
True, yeah.
But that's just me thinking out loud. Exactly. They decide if they should... I already said that. They don't have a horse.
Why are these retainers such assholes?
Yeah, like because they go, oh, we don't have a horse to spare. They're in like a barn with 17 horses, I counted.
Why? I mean, I get it. They're slaves. You know, you don't want slaves to outdo you because then you're like, oh, what am I working for? But well, you don't have to be such an ass.
It is weird. Like, oh, you guys, you don't want more friends? Like, I don't know about you, but for most of the time, I want to just be liked by everybody.
Yeah. You would think back then, these guys, like, you have nothing to lose by being friends with the slaves.
You're in a position where if you lend them a horse, you get these two guys looking up for you. There's nothing more fulfilling, I think, than when someone is your age or maybe even a little bit older that you, like, secretly deep down, you go, wow, that guy looks up to me, and that's kind of one, ouch for him, two, I'm balling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Also, too, it's like maybe we've got a little, what's it called, at play here, where you don't want to look bad in front of the other retainers.
Like, right.
Oh, I don't want to be, you know, like there's certain people we work with where I'm sure you're like, oh, I can't show that I'm friends with this guy to Chad because then Chad won't think I'm as cool.
Yeah, Chad will judge me for being with this guy, right. No, there is. It's like the Venn diagram of friendship that you got to be careful with. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in too many circles.
Like if you just see me chatting it up with like, never mind.
Hold that thought. I'm very interested for after it. After we're done recording. Meanwhile, another retainer guy comes up. I think he's another retainer, and says, "Hey, we're taking a horse." And this guy who just said we don't have a horse to spare goes, "Yeah, no problem, man. Cool.
We've got five to spare."
Yeah, he literally says that. The guy says, "Use your body to work," as he walks away like he's chafing up a storm. Did you see the way that guy walked away?
I don't know what he's doing. He's drunk, maybe.
So you know how Aenor's temper is. He's getting worked up. And what's beautiful is his temper is what Thorfinn's used to be.
Right. He's just not a... he's not as... I'm not saying he's mature because sometimes his temper does get out of hand, but he's not nearly as immature as Thorfinn was.
Right, because Thorfinn would do it when someone wouldn't fight him.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy is just trying to get work done. They got five horses there, and he's like, "No, you can't have one." That's way more reasonable to be mad about, I think.
It is absolutely so insane that Thorfinn is not fighting these guys. Think about him just 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, oh, he's such an interesting character because, like, obviously he could kill all of them, but then he's got to leave. But I also don't know, like, what's keeping him here. It's like he just got comfortable here, so he's doing it. Because I don't even think that he thought about the fact that the offer of, like, selling the land and stuff could be true until Aenor got here. I think he was just doing it to do it.
Yeah, and then it stinks too. He's like, maybe what if he's just waiting? It's like, maybe my mom shows up eventually. Because I don't even...
Maybe my mom shows up eventually? You think he thinks that Helga's going to show up on to kill... Or, what is his name? Ketil's farm?
Yeah, Ketil.
That'd be so weird. That episode's going to be crazy.
Well, I mean, if he decided he was like, maybe I should go back home, how the hell would he get back? Mm-hmm. He has no idea how to get back to Iceland, and people don't even know about Iceland, so he's like, or he's just waiting on Leif. He's like, maybe Leif shows up any day now.
The second he starts trying to run into Leif is when he doesn't. No way that bastard's still alive. Aenor is mad that Thorfinn is so unmotivated. He talks about how he wants to buy back their freedom, and to do that, they need a horse. When out in the fields, a man says, "I think I got the picture." Now, this guy's got some major back problems, but he calls them over. He's also got one hell of a belly. And I realize we're looking at Ronnie of the future.
Ronnie of the future? Why do you say that?
Just back problems, big belly, but I'm giving it a go.
Okay. All right. I didn't he's know also, you were going that way.
He's also relatively short.
Yeah, but I mean, you seem better. Well, what? Your farming's not as good, but you seem like you're better, like, agility-wise.
That's the thing about farming, too, that it's so hard, man.
Yes.
Like, don't get me, I'm like any other person, and I know you're into this. I'll see a video of, a 4-minute condensed video of a guy going around, like, living off his land, feeding the chickens, milking the cows. And I go, that would be very nice. That'd be very relaxing. And then you see all this other stuff, and you go, looks pretty hard. I don't know if I'd want to do that.
I would. The only way I would do it is if I had a very minuscule, like, few chickens, one cow. It would have to be so small. I'm not, no way that I'm running like
not a lifestyle. It's a hobby. You're doing it as a hobby.
As
for
a
like
hobby.
One
no
one aspect of it.
No way I'm having like 40 cows. And yeah. I haven't, no way I'm doing all that.
You get the choice of having, basically you're saying like you have to make a decision. You're either going to have, you know, fresh milk for a while or you're going to have fresh eggs. You can't do both because then it's too many yep. pieces in the air.
And then, okay, I'll just raise one or two steers and then slaughter them after they're old enough. And there we go. We got some meat.
Got some meat. All right.
And I'll slaughter them myself.
He asked if he should lend them a horse, and they're left speechless, thinking this is some mean joke.
Man, this guy is so short. Thorfinn is short, but this guy makes Thorfinn look tall.
Exactly. Sensei Ronnie. They ask who he is. He gets their help, or he gets their help to remove some rocks from the field.
Not fun.
No, no. And that right there, I got a little ahead of myself. When I was watching them do that, that's the part where I went, nope, I'm out. I'm out. Because you can't just go plow a field and plant seeds and, oh, it all magically grows. You got to start by getting every little rock out of the ground. Ugh. His name is Mr. Severical. And they're just picking the rocks until they're gone. That's when the job is done. Aenor is feeling it in his back now. He wasn't using proper form. But the thing they don't tell you about proper form, you got to build those muscles to use proper form.
Oh, yeah,
form.
Even if you use proper form, it's not going to just like magically never hurt.
You know what proper form is, people, when they say, oh, make sure you know, don't bend your back? It's called a squat.
Yeah.
And I would wager a guess that 76% of Americans can't do 15 squats. I mean,
that would
think?
Be, I'm going to make like a TikTok, me being like, me doing more than 70% of Americans is just me doing 15 squats.
You do 15 squats and it's done. Yeah, that's called Ronnie made up his own fact that sounds yeah. right, but might be a little exaggerated.
I like the sound of it.
He asked about the horse, but Mr. S says, grab the basket, because next they're chopping wood. He then tells him, once you're done with that, go draw some water. Aenor thinks they're being taken advantage of. Thorfinn, he says he's never met this man before. He's never seen him. And it appears that this guy just lives in this house kind of off grid or in the middle of the farm yeah. all alone.
Ghost of Jiminy Cricket.
Aenor's really giving him or telling Thorfinn how he really feels about this guy. Whole conversation though turns out to just be right next to an open window where Severical's listening to all of it. Because
mm-hmm.
Aenor's kind of dumb.
Yeah, but this guy's personality from the start though is pretty awesome. Or no. Aenor's personality is awesome too, because he's egging on this old man even while they're getting the rocks. He's like, yeah, so about that horse. Like, he's not afraid to just chat it up with him and
yeah,
keep asking him.
I'm totally Thorfinn.
You are totally Thorfinn.
I'm totally Thorfinn. If that guy told me he would let me borrow his horse, I would do 10 hours of work just waiting for him mm-hmm. to be like, all right, you can go take the horse now.
Yeah, he'd whip out. He'd be like, all right, it's time to bathe me. And you'd be like, you wouldn't say anything. You'd be like, okay.
I'd
just
like,
start bathing him.
I'd be like, in my mind, I'd be panicking, being like, does he remember the whole horse thing? But then I'd just sponge him up. Sponge his crotch. I know we're all thinking it. Yeah, he says that they're going to do.
Could you be a male nurse?
A male nurse?
Wait, I mean,
I don't think I'd be a female nurse.
Yeah, but could you be one?
Could I be? It? If the price was right, yeah. That's like...
Okay.
Well, the reason we talk about this is we all, you know, if you listen to our Patreon, check out patreon.com/Ronnie and Chad, link in the description. We talk a lot about our coworker, Mr. Jumba, who looks like a character from the Lilo and Stitch mm-hmm. movie. He, at one point, was like, even though he was divorced... barely making ends meet.
Right.
Was like, no! And the other key point is his ex-wife, eventually he got so big in back problems that she had to wipe his own ass for him.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Tie his shoes.
He's like, no, I don't care how much they pay me. I never wipe an old person's ass. And I just think that's a shallow mindset. Mm-hmm.
Would you wear gloves?
Yeah.
Okay, just latex gloves.
But if they said, hey, you can't wear gloves, it's not necessarily a deal breaker.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Because most old people, too, are not, you can't eat as much, so you're not going to be just ginormously overweight. Now, if they're telling me that I have to wipe the ass of a 450-pound, like, just heathen,
right?
That is going to be tough.
Now, let me make one thing very clear. What I think that people are currently making to do that dirty work is not my number. If I heard that number, I'd go,
what do you think the number is? Because I don't really know that number either, but I think I have an idea.
I mean, 22.
It depends. Like if you're an actual nurse at a hospital, you're getting more than that.
Right, right.
So you're thinking of like an old person home.
Yeah, because we were talking about old people specifically, right? Are you talking about anyone?
Yeah, I guess nurse, you're doing anybody. But
now if I'm getting nurse money, then yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it for nurse money.
What is nurse money? Like, what is a salary of a nurse?
Let me look it up.
Let's look this up. This is important stuff, folks.
What is the median salary of a nurse?
You didn't think you'd find this out on Vinland Saga.
No, you didn't. Median, $75,000 a year. So yeah, I'd wipe some ass for that. That's $36 hourly wage.
Yeah, the only thing that kind of stinks, you'd have to get used to the shift work of working like a...
like an hour. Yeah.
You work 24 hours, then you get 2 days off or something like that.
Right, right, right. But if you're going to start playing that game that way, when we're not just talking about the asses, you're talking about the other aspects of the job, we also have to go to quite a bit of schooling that we... I want to make one thing very clear, Chad. The reason we're not nurses is not just because of the ass wiping. It's of a lot of other factors.
I think they should make it easier for people to be nurses. You do not need to know the mitochondria of the white blood cells powerhouse.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think that's like one of the main things you have to learn, because I already know that and I'm not a nurse.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad example, but I was trying to think of something that sounded super smart and it didn't even sound super
smart. Because you also tried to make it fancier by calling out the color of the cell. It's just mitochondria is the powerhouse.
Yeah, but
of
if you think most nurses, like legit, all they deal with are people that like kick, scream, have injuries, and they wipe asses off.
Yeah. Now, I feel like some nurses might be mad that you're minimizing their job to that.
The latex gloves didn't fit properly.
I think you're all great, and I'm so happy to have you here. Keep listening.
We'll get you through that shift. We need more male nurses, guys.
All right. Now that we got all that figured out, let's keep on going. We cut after all this talk. Who do we see pulling out the stumps?
But by the way, last thing on nurses. Uh-huh. If I'm nude in the nursing hospital and I've got like a penis injury or something, the last nurse that I want is a male nurse.
Penis injury, not a thing.
The last nurse that I want is a male nurse, less nurses.
No. I think you're so wrong on that.
No.
I'm going to tell you exactly why you're so wrong with that, and people listening are going to start shaking their heads and going, well, Ronnie did it again. First of all, if I've got a penis injury, I imagine that means something down there is not working right, so I can't even have this fantasy of like, oh, yeah, I'm totally giving it to this hot female nurse. So if I got a penis injury, let me have someone who knows about the equipment. Get him down there so he can really check it out.
So most of penis injuries are the breakage of when it's hard in a weird sex position. So what I'm doing is I'm showing up.
And you're worried you get hard with a male nurse, so you want a female in there?
No. I'm showing up to the hospital with a hard, broken penis, and she's going to straighten it out for me. That's what you think of.
First of all, it sounds like an injury that could not happen. Second of all, sounds incredibly painful to have your penis straightened.
But who... Would you want your penis straightened by a man or a woman?
By a man. Because he'd go like this. He'd go, listen here, bro. He's like, I know this is going to suck, so I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off, all right? Where she'd be like, she'd be like, oh, does this hurt?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So she'd be like, I'm just going to, you tell me if this hurts. And she'd go so slowly trying to straighten your penis.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yep, told you I was right. I've thought about all of this before, believe it or not. So, yeah, we got a magnificent creature just pulling out these stumps. This whole thing reignites Aenor's spirits, okay? Because he's back to chopping wood. Then we got more stumps. Aenor calls him a cute horse.
A cutesy horsey. Yeah, he's playing with it. I would totally, I mean, this thing would be my best friend.
Oh, and it's when my notes completely took over because I was just like, I can't believe they can do that, man. I can't believe a horse can just...
Isn't that awesome that they just, it just knows to do it too? Like when you tie everything up, he basically just like cheers for it and it just knows, oh, I just got to move forward.
But think about a horse too. Like explain that to me. You were going, oh yeah, these guys aren't even eating that much. How are they that ripped? A fucking horse eats.
Think about cows and horses. They just eat like hay and
bullshit
grass and then they just get massive.
Yeah, they're just so strong. And don't put a cow on the same playing field as a horse.
Dude, cows are massive, man. They're very big. Don't even look at the average weight of a cow.
No, they're huge. They're very big, but like, you use a cow to pull out stumps. I'll use a horse.
Okay. Have you ever seen a cow dance? Or not dance, but like playfully?
The Backyardigans? Or what was that one show?
Oh, that was... No, that was...
What was that one show where it had like the cow that was... I'm on it.
I think that's just True Moo commercials.
Cow Kids TV show. I want to say it had something to do with the backyard. Yeah, this guy. Look at this guy. You remember seeing this guy?
The Backyard. Oh, that was a movie. That was Otis, a film.
Otis. Well, it's from Nickelodeon. It doesn't say what the freaking show is.
It's a film.
Otis. The Barnyard franchise.
Yeah, Barnyard.
Wait, oh, my God. Do you know who voices that guy?
No.
In the film? Kevin James.
I would have never known that.
What a sneaky little snake. Okay, wow. Great. What were we talking about?
Stumps.
Oh, yeah, they're pulling out these stumps. And now, the other thing I realized, I truly know what a compliment it is when people look at me and they go, damn, you're built like a horse.
I go, oh. Who, somebody said that to you?
I had that said to me a few times. Wow. And I always go like, oh, well, I know you're trying to say I'm like strong, but it's not like I could pull a stump out of the ground or something. But now that I saw this episode, I'm a little flattered.
Like, thanks. You sure it wasn't cow that they said?
And I had a couple girls say that I was also hung like one, and I didn't see
I
any,
don't know what that means.
I didn't see any proof of that this episode, but maybe.
Have you ever seen... I remember we went on a field trip. This is a quick story time in like third grade to, I don't even think it was like a horse farm. It was something with a donkey or a horse.
Horse farms don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
No, it's not.
Bro, those are so a thing.
No one has ever called that ever a horse farm.
I think people have, and there's probably people in here that are like, oh, we go to horse farms all the time.
Okay.
But... It might have even been a donkey farm. Not a donkey farm, a donkey.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember we all saw it just get fully erect. And, I mean, the whole class, dude, you should have... We were fucking screaming. We were going crazy about this fully erect donkey penis.
See, but here's the thing about your troubled childhood. You were the only one that knew that it was, like, erect.
Well, no, everyone knew it was wrecked.
No, because in third grade, I wouldn't have had a clue.
You wouldn't have known?
No.
What would you have thought? What is
that? I would have thought, oh, what a big penis.
We were all laughing that it was just a big penis. Not like...
No, but you were like, oh, wow, it's hard. Because of your troubled past, man.
I would be like, holy cow, that thing has got blood flowing way in there. Yeah.
And everyone else would just be like, wow, big weenie.
It was hilarious, though, dude. There's nothing funnier than a big donkey weenie in third grade.
We didn't go to horse farms. We learned.
Dude, it was literally like a civil rights like movement or something. Not silver.
What a weird field trip you guys were going on.
No, it was like a civil, ancient... Do you know what I mean? It's like a reenactment. That's what I'm thinking of. It was like a reenactment of like...
Of horse sex?
No, and now that I think about it, I'm confusing this with a different trip we went on.
No way. That doesn't seem like it'd be possible.
Might have just been a petting zoo. I don't know.
Be careful what you pet. Okay, later that night, Einar is on cloud nine. Thorfinn is asking what they should plant come fall. When Einar says wheat, Thorfinn says, really, in the fall? Making it seems like he knows what he's talking about for a second. I was like, wait, does he think that that's ridiculous? He doesn't. Einar is the professional here.
By the way, I had no clue. Did you know about wheat, that it was planted in the fall?
Well, I did, actually. Only because, like...
Of this show?
Not of this show, oh, either. And I'm lying.
Yeah, I knew it.
I guess I was thinking of corn.
Well, I mean, it's close to the same thing.
Yeah, but I just, yeah, because, you know, corn.
The corn maze was always in the fall.
Right, but then they do the corn maze like right after they're done picking the corn, right?
I think so.
So is that actually technically maybe it's like a summer thing? Corn?
You grow no, in it's summer? Fall. It's like fully grown in the fall. Wait, no, they, because he's talking about planting it in the fall.
Yeah.
So maybe you plant it in the fall and it takes a year for it to grow.
God, our farm would be terrible, yeah, dude. We got to learn a lot. Yeah, Thorfinn says no one from his homeland farmed. I feel like, I mean, they were in Iceland, so it was very cold. So that's probably true to an extent. He wouldn't have known if...
I mean, yeah, he was six.
He wouldn't have known if people were farming or yeah, not. Einar can't imagine that because he says, lucky for them, he's professional. And then one of the retainers catch them with a horse and wants to make it his business. I hate a guy like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, it doesn't even apply to you. It's not even your horse, idiot. They tell him about Mr. Sverkel, and these guys have also never heard of him by name.
That's so weird that they haven't.
I know.
I mean, well, it shows how, like, reclusive.
Well, it's almost like, I like it because... he pretty much said that his name to Thorfinn and Einar pretty quickly. So either, because he's kind of a legend to these guys, because they're like, oh, the old master.
So that's what they call him, is literally old master, that they have no personal like relationship with him. It just seems like he's the only person that this old man even talks to is Snake.
Right. So it either like says that the old master doesn't respect these guys so much that he doesn't talk to them. Or, like, Snake talks this guy up when he's on his right, patrols with these guys, since he, like, lives with them weirdly. But, yeah, because they start acting real weird when they go, oh, the old master, he's cranky, and Ketil's father. Ketil's father. Don't know how to say that name. Ketil, sure. He's the most important man on the farm.
And that's pretty interesting, too. I mean, I guess being the eldest, and it technically, like, I guess was it his before Ketil's? Dude,
I don't know if that's trying to say, like, because we're going to learn later that Mr. S does not approve of how Ketil, or how do you say it?
Ketil? Ketil? Ketil.
Ketil, I will say that. How Ketil's running the farm, but I wonder if he, like, begrudgingly tells him how to run a farm that big and like what to plant, where to plant it, and if that's why they're saying it. Because to me, it seems like he just kind of does his own thing in his own little plot of land.
Well, it also could be too, like, generations they passed down their farm. This could have originally been his farm, so yeah, they still consider him.
They say no way they lent them a horse, and then out of nowhere, now they got two horses and they're plowing a field. What happened?
I don't know.
Because
maybe Sverkel or whatever had two.
Or just the fact that like they checked up on it, Sverkel actually did it, and then they're like, oh wow, if he's lending you a horse, we'll lend you one too. And now that, I don't know. That was kind of weird. They run into some more deep roots that would break the plow, so Thorfinn takes a minute to look at their work. And Einar looks at how many plows they have, because they got four new ones just on this farm alone that he's looking at. And he goes, wow, the master is really wealthy, because in his village, eight families shared one plow. Thorfinn, yep, this is the first time I caught it where he is just, he's finding a passion deep within him, because he's amazed by the invention of the plow and just like how much work it does and how important it is.
Yeah, he's finally getting something out of it.
It's like the first time I've never seen him show this kind of interest ever before. Where it's like he knows that he knows nothing about it, but he's like just kind of in amazement. Even right. when he watched other people fight, he was never amazed. He was just because he was so yeah. good from so early on. Einar kind of clowns on him, which makes Thorfinn a little embarrassed, and then it starts raining.
He calls him overgrown baby.
Ooh, Mr. Severical asks Catil if he's prepared for the rain, because they're having a little meeting in the cabin. But his son is worried about his health, because he's talking about he's getting too old. Apparently, he collapsed in the field the other day. But Mr. S, he's the classic old guy who, you know, you respect. He wants to go out the way that he doesn't want to just die laying mm-hmm. on a bed. He's going to go out, work in his field, using his hands.
He's going to die in his field, on his soil. Yep. It's just like a guy that loves to do like extreme sports. He will die while base jumping out of a parachute or with a parachute on out of an airplane that malfunctions and he splats on the ground.
He's not going to die as a vegetable laying in his bed. He's going to die with his hands full of vegetables. Harvesting.
There you go.
Yep.
And then he'll say, bury me right there. Yep. Right where he dies.
They have a classic battle of words. Thorfinn and Einar are outside listening when Catil comes out, asks what they're doing here, and then he kind of yells back at Mr. S, says, you can't do whatever you want. These are my slaves. And then he leaves, allowing his father to do whatever he wants with his slaves. Yeah.
So what do you think that what is up with that? He's just saying that just to say it, kind of?
I guess, yeah. Like, I am
He's actually cool.
Dude, I am utterly shocked with how cool everyone is on this farm, other than obviously the retainers who were clearly bad right out of the gates. This whole time I've been expecting a 180 from Patir, from Catil, but no, they're just like...
Well, everything runs so damn smooth that they have no reason to like be like angry or
yeah,
out of whack because everything's going...
Cool guys.
Yeah, everything's going well. Nothing to worry about.
And then, yeah, if we weren't amazed by how nice everyone is enough, Mr. S says, you're wet. You come in, dry your clothes. They walk into the back where Snake is sleeping on a nice-looking bed with a book, and I'm like, God, this guy sucks. He smells something and wakes up. Gramps is cooking. So he does patrol at nighttime. The show yep. really did him dirty. By making it seem like...
Yeah, he just sleeps all day, but he literally does sleep during the day.
He sleeps during the day because he literally yeah. works at night. So I don't know what... Gramps is just mad at him because I guess...
Yeah, the relationship between these two is just straight up awesome because...
Right.
They... It's almost like a flirting relationship.
Yeah, just like a... You know they'd be so distraught if anything happened to either one of yeah. them, but they're going to give each other the hardest time ever. He wakes up, realizes that Gramps was cooking, and then he realizes the two other men standing in his bedroom. Gramps says
he
that
he made a bet getting a bet in bed with him joke
yeah.
to him.
Mr. S says that Snake is hopeless and he only is awake for mealtimes, but Snake's a night owl guarding a farm. But then that's when Mr. S comes back at him. He's like, oh, yeah, you're not patrolling anything. You're just sneaking into the ladies' rooms. And
I mean, I would fair to say that any of these ladies on here would let Snake sneak into there.
And they're sitting down. They're getting something to eat. Einar and Thorfinn are kind of just standing awkwardly in the room when they're like, well, yeah, sit down. Get a bite. They can't believe it when... And Snake tells him about the thieves that come to the farm looking to steal. And then this is kind of like the whole thing where Snake is legitimately like worried. Like he goes out and does this job, but he knows how, like they handle all the thieves coming, but they know how vulnerable they are. Whereas Mr. S takes none of it seriously. He's like, his whole thing is for what we pay you to protect from the thieves, the thieves would just steal that. Like, it just offsets, and we're just, like, running around right. in circles. So I thought all that was kind
of because doesn't he say it would take, like, 50 to 60 men to actually take over this farm?
Yeah, Well, the way you're saying it makes it seem like it's a lot, whereas Snake's making it seem like if they just sent a few more people. Yeah,
that's what he's saying. If they sent like 50 to 60 like well-trained men, they could easily take this farm.
He says,
right, Thorfinn? And Thorfinn's like, huh?
Yeah,
which is interesting that he said he just knows just from that one encounter with Thorfinn that he's probably...
Yeah, he knows his background.
Yeah.
Because I think he says that he has like, they have 18 people or something along those lines, kind of patrolling it and defending it. So that they kind of go back and forth a lot. That's sort of the whole idea of the conversation. And then Thorfinn or an Einar asks like, well, why does no one do that? Why doesn't it get worse? And Severical says, because twice a year, Catil sends an absurd amount of tribute to King Harald. And because of his influence,
so
everyone kind of just leaves him alone.
So Canute's brother.
Yep.
Very interesting.
And, that's great. Because you know who wouldn't care about the tributes you pay to King Harald? Canute. King Canute. And this is where we just get a bunch of like old crabby man things that I feel like Chad agrees a lot with. I might agree with him too. It's just interesting because it's a lot of wisdom actually. Maybe.
Oh, so thank you. I am very wise.
Depending on how
that.
You look at it, it's either wise or foolish. I think in the end.
So Ronnie basically just said, guys, and let's listen to this again, that Chad is very wise. That's what I heard.
Here's the problem. Some of it is wise words, but I do believe his outlook on the whole situation is going to come back and bite him in the ass if he lives long enough to see it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because he says this is wise. Too much wealth brings misfortune. You spend money to assuage your fears, and then you have to earn more money. He says, my idiot son hasn't realized it yet. That's beautiful. That's poetic. Now, my concern is, he's like, yeah, we don't have to worry about defending this place. We're good because King Harald's got our back. I feel like things are going to go poorly at some point. They're not well enough defended.
Yeah, those are wise words, though, if you think about it. He has to send. I mean, it showed like a little still image of how much he sends.
Mm-hmm.
How much he sends to King Harald, and it does look like a lot.
Yeah, and it's like just a like, big farm.
If he just stops sending that, you're telling me that possibly King Harald will just send soldiers to take it over?
Like, ugh. Yeah, so Snake has had enough. It's time for him to go because it stopped raining. Severical says, don't come back here. Snake says, but you miss me when I don't. Just a nice little back and forth. Einar and Thorfinn start heading back to their little shack, and they kind of picked up on the relationship. Thorfinn feels like he learned a lot today, and he's thinking to himself, he's like, too much wealth, huh? Like, what do you think he's kind of, his mindset is there when he's thinking about that? They're like stuck with him.
I don't really know. It's like he's actually fully thinking now about his surrounding areas. I think before, like you said, he was just going through the motions. He's been thinking about his past for so long, just cutting down trees. He's like, whatever, I'm just comfortable here. I'll just keep doing this. And now he's like fully thinking towards the future almost.
Yeah, because it's weird because like Thorfinn has never had any money whatsoever to his name
and never even really cared,
right? And that's the point, like they never make that any kind of plot line or storyline. Like it hasn't mattered because either he's with the army and he's just used to living that lifestyle, or
he's a slave.
Yeah. We fast forward, these guys have hilarious matching goatees.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a good look at all for either of them.
Because we're the two best friends that anyone could have.
It makes Thorfinn look like he's 37 and balding. When he gets more hair on his chin like that, I think he's immediately balding.
Yeah, Thorfinn just looks weird with this goatee, I think. Einar pulls it off more, but he still doesn't pull it off well.
Yeah, Einar, they're planting the seed. He tells Thorfinn to grab huge handfuls because Thorfinn's kind of holding back. He's like, oh, we don't have that much. Einar calls him a friend, which makes Thorfinn question. He's like, friends? But they're friends as he throws some seed with his scarred hands. I like that shot.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of like, you even see like a glimmer of a smile where he's like, I love this lifestyle.
The hand details is insane.
Yeah, you see those scarred hands. You see he's got like this beautiful, uplifting spirit about him. And you just know that terrible shit is on the horizon, Chad.
Einar is the perfect friend for Thorfinn to have. There could not be a better friend for him to have right now. He brings the spirit. Even though Einar has been through some terrible shit, he still has high, you know, high spirit, high energy, and Thorfinn needs him bad. He needs him so much that he doesn't even Thorfinn has never considered anyone a friend in his life. So this like one time is like super weird for him.
Yeah, and it still hasn't hit.
Right. Einar had to say it out loud for him to even like think about it.
Well, yeah, and he thought about it and he's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess we spend a lot of time together and we like help each other and we
kiss sometimes at night.
And we kiss sometimes at night to keep each other warm. And he goes, I guess technically that is the definition of a friend, so I'll say yes. But he's not going to realize exactly what it means until like Einar's in danger. Because then that's when it's just like a sixth sense where you feel it inside of you. Where, yeah. I think like he's going off the definition and kind of looking at everything as a whole. I don't think he's like, oh yeah, that's my buddy. I'd do something. I'd help him out.
So if you think like a retainer came up and just killed Einar right in front of him, he would lose the shit.
Yeah, that's what it's. Okay. I don't think he's got to go that extreme immediately for him to feel it, but at some point he's going to feel it, Mr. Krabs. Which, speaking of, go check out.
Check it out.
We talk about Mr. Krabs and the SpongeBob Chronicles. We got plenty of episodes out.
Feeling it now, Mr. Krabs.
If you want three more episodes of Vinland Saga and you're listening on the free feed, go sign up to the Patreon right now. You can also get extra episodes of SpongeBob and learn a little something with Ronnie and Chad where we just have a fun time talking. You got anything else, Chad?
That's it.
Cool, man. I've been Ronnie.
I've been Chatty.
See ya.
Peace.